I would call your attention to Title IX. It really is the Internet Consumer Bill of Rights. Now, we have consumers who use this Internet, and we have commercial users who use this Internet. A series of tubes. A series of tubes. We talk about the World Wide Web. We believe the speed and capabilities of the Internet, ever faster broadband connections, Deutsche Telekom and Telecom Italia, fiber optic network, 25 times the speed of today's broadband, turn the Internet into a two-tier system. And we have network security, worms, virus, denial of service, parental controls, blocking child pornography. We have. Why did we do that? You can get sign up and you can get a movie delivered to your house. Commercial net. Enormous amounts of material.
Well, I would say this. I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is.
It's a series of tubes. And what you do is you just go to a place on the internet and you order your movie, and guess what? You can order 10 of them and to deliver to you, and this delivery charge is free, right? For massively invading this world of the internet.
I don't have to have that kind of speed they're talking about in terms of the speeds that they're going to put in the internet.
But the people who are streaming through 10, 12 movies at a time, or a whole book at a time, for consumers' use, those are not you and me. They're not the consumers. They're the providers. And if you don't understand, those tubes can be filled. And if they're filled, when you put your message in, it gets in line. It's going to be delayed by anyone that puts into that tube enormous amounts of material.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not finished. We did that because when you look at it, this is the non-discriminatory portion of the bill. We demand that the internet not discriminate against consumers. Now, the heart of non-discrimination is really the heart of carrier regulation. What the center is talking about is allowing all of these entities that support this to provide streaming stuff going on the internet. Now, the internet, you know, let's go back. The internet started with a concept of local-to-local connections across the country, and you could go for Alaska, but you had to go through local connections to get there. Industry wisely provided for streaming, in effect, a new kind of long distance, and that's what we've got. We've got a service that's immune to distance, and it's there for the consumer. But when we take indicate that anyone that wants to use this system, 10 movies streaming across that internet, and what happens to your own personal internet?